Welcome to Native Talks. This is Jen again, and today we're going to talk about paying taxes. You'll hear every adult complain about this. Every April, the dreaded deadline comes around. Rather than the government deduct taxes from your income, as in most countries, in the United States, we have what we call the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, that checks to make sure every citizen is paying their taxes, and we have to file forms that demonstrate we are paying our taxes. And one of the most significant learning curves immigrants need to learn is to navigate the U.S. tax system. A few things to make the filing process easier. We call it filing taxes rather than paying taxes. One, everyone files. Many immigrants have paid taxes on their income for years in their countries of origin, but have had no direct experience with income taxes. For a number of these people, the government withholds taxes from their pay, and that's the end of it. But in the US, everyone with income above certain levels is expected to file a tax return. Two, declare all of your income. If the IRS finds out that you haven't declared all your income, you may incur penalties and interest. If you are willfully evading taxes, you may even be subject to criminal prosecution and jail time. In addition, as an immigrant, this may negatively impact your application for citizenship. Three, disclose foreign bank accounts. If you become a resident alien, which is someone who lives in the United States but is not a citizen at any point, you have to start paying taxes on your worldwide income. You also have to disclose foreign bank accounts to the IRS. You may need to file Form 114 or Form 893B. Four, W-4s determine how much you owe. The IRS Form W-4 is typically given to you by your company. The form helps employers figure out how much to withhold from an employee's paycheck to cover the federal income tax. Ask your company for a W-4 form. It should be provided and figure out how much you owe. Five, deductions will save you money. You can get tax deductions or money off the amount you owe to the government. For things like being a student, having dependents, which are children, I've gotten up to $4,000 back from tax deductions. Paying your taxes is a complicated process, and there's a lot more learning to do to gain financial literacy or knowledge on how to handle your personal finances. Paying taxes is just the first step.